Sheldon is skipping excitedly through a chemist's, followed by Leonard and Amy.
Never seen him this happy before.
That's because you've never seen him on Restock the Medicine Cabinet Day.
Look! A new topical antihistamine with lidocaine. Wow. I can't wait till I get a rash.
Oh, GasX has a new ultra strength. Guess they really do read their mail.
Hey, isn't that Professor Proton?
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. Just standing in line like he wasn't moderately famous 30 years ago. Let's go say hello.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't bother him.
I'm not going to bother him. I'm going to talk to him.
He thinks there's a difference.
Arthur, it's me, Sheldon Cooper. But you may not remember because of your advanced age.
Trust me, I remember.
But this is my girlfriend, Amy. Amy, this is television legend Arthur Jeffries. His science show inspired millions of children.
Hold on. You have a girlfriend.
Yes, and I've heard so much about you. Hey, look, we're wearing the same orthopedic shoes. Can't believe I dress like a celebrity.
Okay, I get it now.
Dr. Jeffries, hello again, Leonard Hofstetter.
Oh, right, I remember your girlfriend. Is she here?
No, she's not.
So what prescription are you getting filled?
Sheldon.
Yeah, no, wait, I want to guess. Don't tell me.
I wasn't going to tell you.
Sheldon, come on.
No, I'm really good at this. All right, give me a hint. Does it involve difficulty initiating a stream of anything?
Well, given my age, that's more than just a lucky guess.
Hey, Sheldon, let's go mock the people buying homeopathic medicine. You love that.
But I'm hanging out with my friend, and we're having fun. Look how happy he is.
Arthur sighs mournfully.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. Howard Duraj.
Oh, Bernie's having a girls' night on Friday at our place. You want to do something?
Actually, I'm busy.
Doing what?
There's a new sports bar over on Colorado Avenue.
You're going to girls' night?
Yeah.
But you know they're making jewelry, right?
You think they came up with that? They were going to drink beer and play darts.
What's up?
Not his testosterone levels.
Excuse me, I happen to be very comfortable with my masculinity.
How is that possible?
Leonard.
Hey, I got an email from Professor Proton.
Oh, goody! What's it say?
He's working on a paper about nano vacuum tubes and wants to know if I'd take a look at it.
That's strange. They would come to you for that and not me. Oh, I got two emails from him. Do you have Leonard's email address? And never mind, I found it. I can't believe he picked you over me.
You don't want to read a paper by some old has-been who hasn't done any real science in decades.
Yes, nothing to cry about.
Yep, Sheldon Cooper does not cry.
It's true. You'd rust.
To think I idolized that man. And why? At the end of the day, he's just another Hollywood phony.
Is it really worth getting upset about?
Yeah, they say don't meet your heroes. Don't peek behind that curtain of fame and celebrity. Because if you do, you'll see them as they really are. Degenerate carnival folk.
Come on, he's a retired kids show host.
It's even worse. You're using the sweet candy of science to trick children into loving him. Pervert.
Have you ever thought about why Arthur didn't want you to read his paper?
Yes, I have. And my only conclusion is the prescription he was picking up the other day was for cuckoo pills.
Maybe he found you a bit much.
Yeah. That's kind of a stretch. Look, when it comes to social skills, I've mastered the big three. There's the coy smile. There's the friendly chuckle. There's the vocalization of sympathy. Aww. That last one's tricky. I'm still working on it.
Well, from what I saw the other day, I could understand why he and some people might find you...
What?
Doesn't matter.
No, go ahead, say it. I know what it is. I've heard it my whole life. The word's annoying. You go ahead, say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying.
Sheldon.
No, it won't hurt my feelings. Go ahead, Amy, say, I'm annoying. I'm annoying. I'm annoying. I'm annoying. Yeah, now where are you going? Look, you know you want to say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying. Go ahead, say it. Say it. Say it. Amy, say it.
Amy has left.
Well, she can't stand it when I'm right.
This is fun. I'm gonna feel like such a vixen wearing jewelry that doesn't have a list of medications I'm allergic to.
Benny, how's it going over there?
Good, I'm just having a little trouble with the glue.
How do you not know how to use glue? Did you ditch preschool?
Yeah, but only because I was dating a second grader.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, let me have it. Let's hear all the Raj is a girl jokes.
No, Bernadette told me it isn't nice, and I'm not allowed.
Thank you.
So I won't be making fun of you, or the things you like, or the fact that you just want to have fun.
Howie, stop. Come on, look at what I'm making.
It's actually pretty nice.
I'm making a bracelet.
Yeah, I'm just making a mess.
Well, you know, instead of beads and glue, you guys can use my soldering iron. You'd be able to make much cooler stuff.
Well, I think we're doing just fine, thank you.
Actually, I'd kind of like to try that.
Me too. I'll
be right back.
When did I have pistachios?
A front door.
Arthur? 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 Door knocker. That's TV money.
Sheldon, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry. Did I wake you?
Of course you woke me at 7:30.
Well, I would have been here sooner, but for some reason, your home isn't on this map of Hollywood stars.
What do you want, Sheldon?
It's been pointed out by my girlfriend that I may have been annoying to you.
She sounds like a keeper.
Anyway, I wanted to apologize. I am truly sorry.
All right, apology accepted. Have a nice night.
Now that we've cleared the air, I wanted to discuss another matter with you.
Sheldon, in a couple hours, I have to get up, pee, and then wander around the house.
Sheldon looks slightly disconcerted.
Well, then I'll make this quick. I want to talk about the paper you sent Leonard. Now, I know he said it's promising and he's going to collaborate on it, but now that you and I are friends again, I am at your disposal. And frankly, lending my name and reputation to it will help because a lot of people think that you're a washed-up has-been. Or dead.
I should be so lucky.
So, what do you say?
You know, if it's all the same with you, I think I'll stick with Leonard.
Yeah. It's because I'm annoying, right? I know it is. Say it. Say it. Say, I'm annoying.
Good night.
Yeah, now, say it. Arthur, say it. Say, I'm annoying. Say it. Say it. I'm annoying. Say it.
You're annoying.
Sheldon looks wounded.
Wow, that really hurt.
If you would have told me when I was a kid that someday I would be doing science next to Professor Proton, I would not have believed you.
If someone had told me that people would still call me Professor Proton when I was 83 years old, I never would have quit smoking.
I'm sorry, Dr. Jeffries. I'm just excited. This nano vacuum tube idea of yours it's really interesting.
Hello, Leonard. Oh, hello, Arthur. What an odd coincidence that you're both here.
Why is it odd?
Because, as it just so happens, I'm also spending the day with a beloved children's television science personality. Isn't that right, new friend and colleague, Bill Nye, the science guy?
A thin-faced man wearing a bow tie.
Sorry, I replaced you with a newer model.
Wow,
Arthur Jeffries, it's an honor to meet you. My show never would have happened without yours.
That's what I told my lawyers.
Mr. Nye, hello. I'm sorry he got you involved in this nonsense.
He said I'd be speaking to a class.
Well, no, I said you were teaching someone a lesson. Now let's go.
What are you guys working on?
We're making nano vacuum tubes.
Oh, it's interesting.
Haven't you stolen enough from me? Back off, bow tie.
Bill makes a quick exit.
Hey, guys, what do you think?
Wow, Penny, good job.
Thanks. Target, $4.99. I'm getting a drink.
What are you working on?
I'm making a necklace for my mom.
That's sweet.
She and my dad are going through a bit of a rough patch, so wanted to do something to let her know I was thinking about her.
What's going on with them?
He's having a little trouble communicating. My dad says it's because the sound of my mom's voice makes him want to tear his ears off and sew them over his eyes so he never has to look at her again.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Look who's here to put the Jew in jewelry night.
Oh, sure, so it's fine when you say it.
Sorry we're late. Wanted to swing by the lab and pick up some even cooler tools for us to use.
I didn't know you were coming again.
Well, last week was a blast. Plus, I thought you might like having a guy here.
Penny laughs, then sees Roger's face.
It was not funny.
So what tools did you bring?
Everything we need to make jewelry molds. Here's some silver, a crucible, and an acetylene torch to melt it down.
Ooh, that looks like fun.
Maybe you should master glue before you move on to fire.
Okay, who's up first?
Rajesh, do you want to make a bracelet for your mom to go with the necklace?
No, thanks.
I was going to make a necklace for my mom, but unfortunately she doesn't have a neck. She's just chins and fat and feet.
Okay, we're almost ready to go. Once we bond the wires, we can test the tubes.
This is so exciting. I feel like I'm 75 again.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Sheldon just sent me a picture of him and Bill Nye getting smoothies.
He shows it to Arthur.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Why do you put up with Sheldon?
Oh, because we're friends.
Why?
Wow, you ask really hard questions. Look, I know he can be aggravating, but what you have to remember is that he's not doing it on purpose. It's just how he is. Oh, but he's also loyal and trustworthy, and we have fun together.
You know you're describing a dog.
He did bite me once. But in his defense, I came up behind him while he was eating.
Yeah, they hate that.
You know what? Sheldon is the smartest person I have ever met. He's a little broken and he needs me. I guess I need him too.
Why is that?
Well, you will not let this go, will you? Oh, geez.
Another photo from Sheldon?
No, I have to go pick him up. Bill Nye ditched him at the smoothie place.
He probably stole his wallet too.
If you guys are interested, there's a technique where I can take a lock of your hair, refine it into carbon dust, and use the hydraulic press at work to turn it into a tiny little diamond with your DNA in it.
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah, see Bernie's engagement ring? That came right off my mom's back.
He's kidding. If that were true, it'd be so much bigger.
My name is Howard. I can make your hair into diamonds. My mom is morbidly obese. Everybody love me.
Whoa, where is that coming from?
I'll tell you where it's coming from. All you do is make fun of me for coming to girls' night, and now you're here ruining it for everyone.
Raj, cool it. He's gonna make us hair diamonds.
I'm not ruining anything. I'm just trying to help you make better jewelry.
But this isn't about the jewelry. This is about me having a place where I could open up about my feelings.
Since when can't you open up with me?
There are just some things that I feel more comfortable sharing with the girls because they won't make fun of me or call me names or ask me if my Gutra panties are in a bunch.
Buddy, I was just joking around.
Yeah, well, sometimes your jokes hurt.
You're right. I didn't realize I was making you feel that way. very brave of you to tell me.
Thank you. It wasn't easy.
They're gonna have sex before Sheldon and I do. I knew it!
Arthur.
Hi, Sheldon.
I'm surprised to see you here.
Yeah, me too. Somewhere around the third floor, I began to see a white light.
I'll get Leonard.
No. I'm here to see you.
Well, if you're hoping to get in touch with Bill Nye, I can't help you. I've been informed that he's now Bill Nye, the restraining order guy.
No, I was thinking, if it isn't too much trouble, I'd like to get your opinion about my paper.
Thank you. It would be an honor.
Oh, great.
Actually, I don't need that. I hacked into your email account and read it.
And what did you think?
Well, first, I think the fact that you use your birthday as a password is embarrassing.
Thank you.
Second, I thought your paper was inspired.
Oh, well, that means a lot to me.
Can I invite you in for tea?
No, I have to run.
Hey, Arthur, how are you?
Well, I guess one cup wouldn't hurt.
Arthur races across the room to Penny.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Well, I was feeling bad about how I acted the other night, so made you a little something.
Didn't have to do that.
Well, it was fun. I used some of the jewelry techniques you taught us. It's a lightsaber belt buckle.
This is so cool. Thanks.
Oh, it gets better.
Wow.
And that's not even the best part. See? I have one too. Check it out. You can wear yours, and we can have little sword fights whenever we want.
Rod thrusts his pelvis. Howard is looking extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, and my eighth favorite episode of Professor Proton was Alka-Seltzer Rocket. You said, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a blast off it is. Remember? Remember that? Remember?
He can't help it. He can't. He really can't.
You wait here. I'll get some Alka-Seltzer. We can build that rocket, and we can shoot it at Bill Nye's house. As long as I'm not within 500 feet of it.
Arthur glances at Penny.
So you have any single grandmothers?
Sorry, they're both married.
Good. Happily?
Penny looks like he could stand a chance.